Hear the word of the Lord from Matthew 20.
The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them,
"You also go out and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right."
So they went out. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them,
"Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
"Because no one has hired us."
"You also go and work in my vineyard."
When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman,
"Call to the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first."
The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
"These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour.
You have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day."
"Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?"
So, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now, really, isn't that just about the strangest story you ever heard? And doesn't it seem to really blatantly violate everything that's fair and just? Make you wonder whether it's the beginning of a new wealth distribution program? There are five facts of the story you need to know in order to understand it. Number one, he says it's about the kingdom. It's not about business. It's not about commerce. It's not about society. It's the kingdom. Secondly, notice the timing of the day. Their day of work was sunrise to sunset, 6 to 6. So the third hour is 9 in the morning, 6th hour is noon, 9th hour is 3 in the afternoon, 11th hour is 5 in the afternoon, roughly. You need to know about their employment practices. They didn't hire people long term. You drove into town each day, saw who was standing around holding a sign, "We'll work for food," picked them up and said, "I need you today. We'll see about tomorrow." Fourthly, you need to know about denarius. It was a Roman coin that was a normal day's wage. You work a day, you get a denarius. Everybody knew that. But finally, you need to know the arrangement. The fellows who were hired very early in the morning first were told they would receive a denarius. The rest were never told what they would receive. He just said, "I'll treat you right." The crunch of the story, of course, comes at the end of the day. At 6 o'clock, they line up at the pay table. Some of them are fresh, some of them are dog-tired. They line up at the pay table. As per the master's instructions, those who were hired last are first in line at the table. And so the farther down the line you go, the more tired and weary and sweaty the fellows are. Crunch comes when paychecks are handed out. The fellows at the front of the line say, "Well, it isn't going to be much. I mean, I only worked an hour. I only worked 3 hours, but yeah, it's better than nothing." And they get a denarius. Now, you know what happened. Human nature is that way. There were ripples and rumbles down the line. "This guy's got a denarius. I mean, a whole denarius. Hey, this guy pays big. You know what we're going to get?" And they got a denarius. And it says they grumbled. Well, wouldn't you? I would. I'd be powerfully tempted to grumble. I mean, that's no way to run a business. Everybody knows that. I'm not a businessman. Most preachers aren't. But I can tell you, that's no way to run a business. You never pay part-time people full-time wages. You don't even do that in the church. You never say it doesn't matter what you put in. I'll give you all the same. Even when we calculate grades at the end of this quarter at CTS, it isn't going to work that way. That's where the crunch comes. And then you need to remember that Jesus said, this is the kingdom. This is the kingdom, and things are different in the kingdom. In the kingdom, it's one way. Out there, it's another way. Because the kingdom is grace. The kingdom is overwhelming generosity by a master. You don't measure things in the kingdom like you measure things out there. You see, this story was told to address a problem that existed in their day and in our day, a problem of bad religion. The kind of religion that believes you do good, you get paid. You do a lot of good, you get a lot of pay. I mean, it's all prorated. There was a lot of religion like that around here. In the previous chapter, a young man came to Jesus and said, what do I have to do to get paid well? The disciples had a good bit of it. Who of us is going to be the greatest, I mean, given what we've done? Peter said, we've left all and followed you. Now what's in it for us? It's the kind of bad religion that I'm afraid a lot of us who've been Christians all our life have trouble with. We've been so good. We've been so nice. God is obviously indebted to us. We're going to get paid well, you know. The Jews had that. That's why they thought they'd get paid well, and those Gentiles, well, you know. You see, grace doesn't make sense in our world. But grace is when somebody is hired at 5 o'clock, works 1 hour, and gets a denarius. Grace is when the pay table sees people show up who got in at noon. Grace is when a woman caught in adultery is there at the pay table. When a thief on the cross is there at the pay table. When I am. And you are. And we all get paid the full riches of Jesus Christ for us. All of us. The parable to me seems to end very abruptly, very incompletely, like it's sort of left hanging there. May I write a sequel to it? Maybe that's a little dangerous. I trust it doesn't violate Revelation 22 about adding to the words of this book. But suppose you watch this fellow who was hired at 3 o'clock. He spent 3 hours at work. He finally gets home. He rushes in the house. He says to his wife, "Hun, look at this. I stood there 9 hours today, wasting away, thinking nobody's ever going to hire me, and I got to go home and explain to you again I've got nothing, no bread for the kids. And I got hired at 3 o'clock. And I thought, well, you know, a little bit's better than none, so I went and I worked. And look, hon, a denarius. I got a whole denarius. And he squealed and he yelled and he picked her up and he even danced a little. And they celebrated the overwhelming generosity of a master. That's what worship is all about. That's what the sacraments are all about. That's what living the baptized life is all about. Doesn't make sense in society. But that's what the kingdom of God is all about. The overwhelming generosity of a master.